just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Monday, February 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Going to bring you up to speed on everything that's happening with the lawsuit regarding the Michigan Republican Party. Great guests coming on. Lots of good information. This segment actually brought to you by Little Trevor's Disposal, the hardworking guys over there in Harbor Springs, Michigan. This is a locally owned company, and I got to be honest with you, they are expanding in every direction in our listening area. If you haven't switched over to Little Travis Disposal yet, please, as a personal favor, do it for me. These guys have been with us from the beginning, and I got to be honest, had they not been a loyal sponsor with us when we first started, we would have had a really, really hard time getting this radio station and keeping it on the air. That's how important they've been to this station, to this show, and we greatly thank God every single day for them and their support. So because they support us, have been from the beginning, we'd appreciate if you'd simply switch over to their trash pickup. Give them a call today, 231-487-0780. You're already paying for trash pickup. Why pay a foreign country, Canada, to pick up your trash? Give them a call. Switch over today. Now, when you call the number, if they say they're not in your area yet, ask them to put you on the list. They're going to be keeping track of people in Onaway and Roger City and all other places that we reach, Hawks, Hillman, everywhere. So if they're not there now, put your name on the list in your city and tell them as soon as they have a truck and a guy ready to come that way, you want to switch over. If you want a clickable, dialable link, just text me LTD, Little Travis Disposal, and I'll text you their number, 231-487-0780. This civil war that's happening, playing out right before our very eyes, is happening. And there will be a continuation of the lawsuit tomorrow morning in Grand Rapids. The judge down there has got himself in a complete pickle. We're going to explain the breakdown on that. Also, on tomorrow's show, we're going to be speaking with Dan Bonomi. He is the vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party under Christina Caramo. He's also the county chair for Crawford County. Him and I believe Ottawa County and perhaps a few others are going to be filing a new lawsuit today. and it's based on something in a completely different direction that has not been litigated yet, has not been argued in a courtroom. So you're going to want to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. It'll repeat on Wednesday morning. So you want to make sure you stay tuned for that. But I'm going to break down Grand Rapids. I had a lengthy discussion over the weekend with an attorney who's been in direct communication with Christina Caramo's attorney, Don Campbell. Joe Arlinghaus of Valor America Super PAC. Him and I talked a couple of times, actually, and we have got the inside scoop as to what's going to happen tomorrow in Grand Rapids. So go get some more coffee, sit back, grab a piece of paper and pencil. You may want to take notes on today's show. Now we head out to the sponsors of this great radio station and show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Just a reminder that tonight, the Stand Up Michigan chapters of Sheboygan County and Presque Isle County are going to continue their constitutional training on the Constitution via a video program put on by Chris Ann Hall. They're going to be meeting tonight, 6:30, at the Sheboygan County Public County Building, Sheboygan County Building, in the Commissioner's Room. The main entrance will be closed. The doors to the Commissioner's Room is located on the opposite side of the building. It will be open. If you have any questions, call or text Dar. Her number is 231 408 8928. If you want that information, just text me SUM, Stand Up Michigan, and I'll forward this text message to you from Dar. You can get a hold of her directly. Little housekeeping, Officer Rick reporting in for duty today down in Genesee County. He's working there as a school cop today. That's better than being on road patrol. And Greg's loud and clear in Livingston County. He's listening via the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Want to remind you that there is podcasts on that website for this show, the website dedicated to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy. YourDefendingFathers.com. Just click on podcasts. You can listen on demand anytime. Anytime you want to listen on demand. Now, I've got so many of these spam messages coming in. I don't know about you guys, but if you make a donation on your phone to these political campaigns, I think I donated like $50 to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. Well, guess what? I must have got put on somebody's list because I am getting inundated, absolutely buried in political donations. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jan down in Livingston got her cards. We are shipping them out. They are a huge success. Everybody that's seeing them is loving them. Folks, it's very simple. This is very, very simple. All you need to do is text me cards. You text me cards. I will then send to you a link. Well, let's do it this way. Let's back the bus up. Text me the word cards. Give me your name and mailing address. And then what I'm going to do is send you back a link to acconservatives.org. Now, if you pull up acconservatives.org, you're going to see our upcoming class of Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution that I'll be teaching on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. For those of you who have not attended it yet, you need to do it. The class is $59. But if you simply click on the donation button and make a donation for $21, we then will know that it's for 100 of these cards for you to be able to reach 1,100 people, potentially affecting their vote this year. Now, it's very interesting because everybody that's getting these cards are going, whoa, this is really simple. This is straightforward. This is so easy to do. Randy, I had one guy say, call me. He said, I went over this card with a person at a restaurant. And he said, when he got done looking at it, he said, where did you get this from? And he told him, he said, I got it from Trucker Randy on the radio. Trucker Randy on the radio, who's that? So he gave him a business card for the radio station. Well, after he explained the show to him that we're Michigan News, Michigan Politics, we're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. The show repeats every 3 hours on the website, on the TuneIn app. And we also have podcasts where you can listen on demand. The guy called me on Saturday. And he went, how come I haven't heard about you? I met this guy at a restaurant. It was in Petoskey. And he said, he handed me this card. And I looked at it, and it says, spread the word. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th, 2024. He said, so I turned it over, and it says, are you satisfied with? And then there was 11 items, 11 questions there. High gas and diesel fuel prices. costs and security concerns caused by open borders that are unprotected. Inflation in the economy. How do you feel about that? Surging crime rates in most of our American cities. Forced EV electric vehicle mandates. Rising food and consumer prices. How do you feel about the woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges? How do you feel about challenges to and loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children? Increasing fentanyl and meth and other drug-related deaths happening. How do you feel about rising interest and mortgage rates? And the last question, number 11, how do you feel about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights and your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family? Then he said the box right below there really, really hit home with me. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. And he said, Randy, you know, he said, this really hit me because everything on these 11 questions is exactly what's happening in our country today, being driven mostly by the Democrats. The Republicans aren't perfect, far from it, but it's the Democrats that are pushing this agenda. And I said, you're right. Closing box says many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Paid for by the Antrim County Conservative Union, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. He said, that really moved me. How can I get 100 of these? Very simple. Go to acconservatives.org, donate $21. We'd like you to sign up for the email blast so you'll get all of our latest notices. We have these already packaged up in batches of 100 for $21. You pass these out. You don't talk to 1,100 people. No, no, no. All you have to do is give these cards to 100 people. By holding this card, we're asking them to talk with 11 people. So if you pass out 100 cards and they talk to 11 each, well, guess what? You might get people to think about how to vote this year. And with the presidential primary happening tomorrow, you want to make sure you get out and vote. Republicans, vote for Donald Trump. It's that simple. Vicky has been working as a poll worker in Torch Lake Township. And she said she's very surprised to see, because she sees the ballots every single night when they take them out of the machine and put them in the bags and lock them up. 9 days of early voting has happened. They are not open today for early voting because they're preparing for tomorrow, Election Day. Now, on the Democrat side, very interesting dynamic happening. Gretchen Whitmer is worried. Rashida Tlaib and others are pushing people on the Democrat side when you ask for a Democrat ballot to vote uncommitted. Do not vote for Biden until he changes his support of Israel and stops sending money to Israel in support and to demand a ceasefire between Netanyahu and Hamas, the absolutely horrific attack that took place on October 7th. Bibi Netanyahu wrong Prime Minister of Israel for you guys to have done that attack. Because he has absolutely prayed about this. He has talked to his military. He's talked to his advisors. And he said, you know what? Just like Donald Trump got rid of ISIS, killed every single one of them, eliminated ISIS off the face of the earth, shut it down, killed them all, destroyed their financial network where they were getting money from, completely took it apart. That's exactly what Netanyahu is doing to Hamas. Have you seen the photographs recently of the Gaza Strip? The before and after pictures? There's nothing left. And they have said that very soon they're going to start more air raids and a ground attack, going house by house, killing everybody. So if you're not part of Hamas, you're a regular Palestinian family, you better get out because we're coming. And then I believe they are going to bring in the bulldozers. They are going to completely rebuild Gaza. They're going to come in with bulldozers. They're going to level it, and they're taking it over. And Netanyahu has said flat out publicly, Israel will be the permanent occupant of the Gaza Strip. We're taking it back. We're going to eliminate you guys off the face of the earth, and then we're taking it over. So based on what you guys did on October 7th, attacking Israel, has caused you to basically lose your home, to lose your country, your area of occupation, even though it wasn't a country, technically. It was agreed upon territory. These are the things that people need to understand for this upcoming election. This is what's going on. This card I'm holding in my hand right now, this card is what's happening in America. But there's more to it than that. China is getting closer to taking over Taiwan. Putin is pressing forward in the Ukraine. Mike Johnson and the Republicans in the House, not going to fund Ukraine any more money until you shut down the border. They're holding strong. And Biden is actually considering changing the rules down at our border. We're not going to send any more money to Ukraine. We're not even going to continue the resolution to fund the country. We're going to shut it down. It's all your fault. All your fault, Joe Biden. This is important, people. This information has got to get out. You got to get these cards in people's hands and get them to start thinking intellectually, not emotionally, when it comes to voting. It's absolutely critical. Bottom of the hour news break, we're going to head into the courtroom in Grand Rapids, Michigan tomorrow morning. I'm going to set you up with a little precursor of what may happen. We'll be right back.